You know, I'm sure we're all aware of how important the human voice is. It's such an important form of communication. You know, there's depth to the human voice's communication that we cannot get in writing. You know, just in inflection, in tone, in everything, pitch, everything that we do with our voices proclaims so much. It tells so much. It tells about our mood. It tells if we're serious or if we're happy, if we're upset, if we're being ridiculous, if we're being silly, if we're being sarcastic, and so on. We can tell so much about what we're trying to convey just by listening to someone else's voice. You know, and it's so easy for us to hear someone else's voice as we're doing other things. We can be focusing on other things and listening to someone else. Now, we can easily be distracted and ignore someone else, but we can also be listening to someone else. You know, example might be listening to an audio CD or a podcast or a radio show while we're driving down the road. We can be focused on the road, but still listening to that voice coming over the radio, over the sound system of the car. And there are so many voices that we hear in our world today. There's so many things that we hear, both physical voices and voices of our culture. We have voices that are calling us to do things in contradictory ways. Believe this, but don't believe this. Do this, but don't do that. We have voices that are calling us to believe things that call us to live in ways that are different from how we live now. They're calling us to change ourselves to match what the culture says we should do. And it's easy for us with all these different voices we hear in our media, in our over the internet, over in our daily lives, that we can go astray. We can get lost in the world. Because if we start following the wrong voices, we will get led astray. Well, in the midst of all the voices we hear around us, there's another voice. Now, this voice doesn't speak to us through our ears. This voice is calling to us in the depth of our hearts. This voice is calling us through our souls, calling us to come to Him. It's a silent voice of peace. In the midst of the voices and the clutter and the noise that we have in our world around us, there's a silent voice of peace. This voice of the Good Shepherd who is calling to us. This Good Shepherd who is calling us to follow Him, to leave the herd, to leave the noise, to leave the sound, the voices of the world, and to hear His voice. Now, this is a voice that is very easy for us to be crowded out, just as we can ignore someone as we're focused on other tasks. This voice can be ignored very easily, can be ignored by the noise of the world that we're so focused on everything else in the world, that everything that we hear in the world, everything that's coming into our senses, that we can lose this voice. It's a voice that can be crowded out by the busyness of our lives, that we are so busy that we don't take time to listen for this voice. It's a voice that can be crowded out by our self-will, our desire to ignore that voice and focus on what we want. And of course, it's a voice that can be crowded out by sin, by actively turning away from Him and going another direction, by rejecting Him, by rejecting that voice. The question for us is, are we listening for that voice? Are we setting ourselves aside? Are we taking the time to listen to that voice? To listen, to hear that voice speaking in our hearts. I would dare to say that most of us don't. Most of us do not take time in our daily lives to listen for the voice of the Good Shepherd speaking in our hearts. We allow it to be crowded out and forgotten, except for that occasional 1 hour a week that we give Him to come to Mass. And sometimes even here, we don't listen for that voice. We're here under obligation. We're supposed to be here for Mass. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but we're here for Mass. Instead, we allow these other voices to lead us astray. We listen to the crowd. We listen to popular opinion. We listen to what we want, and we follow those voices instead of the voice of the Good Shepherd. It's clear that this, at least in the church in the United States as a whole, is a problem. Because we look at the opinion polls and the communities that we have around us in our country. You know, you see these opinion polls. I always love to pull these things out about Christmas or Easter time to show how real Catholics are living their faith, how real Christians are living their faith. And more often than not, they show that large number of Catholics aren't listening. They're not listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd. They're not allowing that voice to lead them. Because we see so many Catholics who deny the importance of the sacraments. Oh, it's not important to go to Mass. I'll go to Mass Christmas and Easter. You know, maybe I'll even go on Ash Wednesday. I'll even do an extra one because I got to get my ashes, don't you know? Oh, that's confession. No, I don't need confession. Confessions, no. I'm not that bad of a person. I haven't killed anyone, so I don't need confession. We hear so many Catholics say things like that here in this community and throughout the country. That the sacraments aren't important. That the teachings of the church are up for debate. Oh, I like these teachings. These ones are good. We'll follow these. You know, the give to the poor. Yeah, people should give to the poor. I'm not, but people should. You know, those are good. Oh, but, you know, some of these over here. No. These teachings. No, the church is wrong on these. You know, I disagree with them. Therefore, the church is wrong with these. You know, I'm the authority, not the church. You know, so many Catholics are like that. When it comes to issues of respect for human life, in all stages, in all areas of life, we see so many Catholics who disagree. They'll agree with these teachings, but not these. They like the ones over here, but not the ones here. Marriage, sexuality, same thing, that so many Catholics sound and act just like the rest of the culture. Which, by the way, what the rest of the culture says about marriage and sexuality isn't what the church teaches. So if we sound like them over there, we've got a problem. We're not listening to the voice of the shepherd. There are too many of us who follow the voice of the world, and that leads to the pain and the suffering that we see around us. You see, the voice of the world, it might sound attractive, but ultimately it leads to pain and suffering. The voice of the Good Shepherd might not be as attractive to us, but it's the one that leads to peace and joy. It's the one that leads to the spiritual healing that we desire. This voice of the Good Shepherd, as Psalm 23 says, leads us to the verdant pastures, leads us to that reward that he has called us to. That beautiful pasture of heaven, that peace and that joy, where we no longer have to worry about the sorrow and pain of life. He calls us to return, as it says in the readings today, to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. It's a voice that calls us back to him. It's a voice that calls us back to where we were originally called to be. That's the voice we need to listen to. We need to seek that voice and to listen, to take time every day to seek to hear that voice. Doing things like prayer. This is why daily prayer is so important. And I mean setting things aside in praying. Not praying as we're going about our daily lives, which we need to do, but to actually take time for prayer. Schedule it in your calendar if need be. To take time to listen to that voice. This is why regular reception of the sacraments are so important. It is through receiving the sacraments, which are, if to remind you of the definition of the sacraments, the visible sign of God's grace. It is through the sacraments that we most clearly hear the voice of God? Studying the scripture, of course. It is the voice of God. It is the voice of the Good Shepherd. We hear God's voice the most clearly through the scripture, but we also hear his voice through the studying of church teaching. By doing these things, by prayer, the sacraments, studying the scripture, studying church teaching, that's how we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. By taking time every day for that. By doing these, we come to know what his voice sounds like and follow it. So let us listen for that voice of the Good Shepherd, so that we may dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.